introduce Alan.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. With nods, becks, and with teeth hanging as tassels in our smiles, we bid you welcome to another Salapatica Review. Tonight, we take you down south again for another 30-minute vacation. I am still the manager of Bedlam Gables, and while I'm sending the hotel bouncer out in the street to throw some people back into the hotel, Freddie Grofay and his music can be heard in the Poison Ivy Room. Bedlam Gables, our weekly rate? Well, I don't know. No one's ever stayed here a full week. Bathing? Say, at high tide, you can swim in your room. Rooms on the ground floor? Yes, they're so cheap, tramps are renting them to panhandle out the window. Okay.
501 left a call for 9:30.
I know. I'll give one of the bellboys his cab fare.
He doesn't need a cab to wake up a guest, does he?
Oh, yes. 501 walks in his sleep. He's generally about 2 miles from the hotel when it's time to wake him up.
Page and Miss Sweeney. Page and Miss Sweeney.
What's that bellboy yelling about?
He'll wake the dead.
I hope not. There's enough unemployment now.
Page and Miss Sweeney.
Say, boy.
Yes, sir, Miss Allen.
You have to holler so loud?
Yes, sir, I'm paging Mr. Sweeney.
We have no Mr. Sweeney registered here.
Well, that's why I got a holler, see, because Sweeney lives across the street.
Well, listen, you go over there and page some of our guests.
Yes, sir. Paging Mr. Sweeney.
Oh, here comes some good news.
Where's the manager?
I'm the contact man, sir.
Well, contact me, then.
Consider yourself contacted. Now, what's wrong?
Look at this laundry.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Oh.
Our hotel is famous for its laundry service, you know.
It ain't service. It's magic. Listen, I sent out one shirt and one handkerchief, and what's in the bundle?
You have 5 handkerchiefs there.
Where's my shirt?
I'm not psychic, my dear chap. I notice, though, that one of the handkerchiefs has a sleeve. That might be a clue.
Never mind the clues. What am I going to wear for a shirt?
Well, you look like a gambling man. Why don't you send the handkerchief back now? Maybe you'll get a shirt this time.
I ought to send you to laundry. Maybe they send back a manager. I'd check it out.
That's the second complaint about laundry today.
What's the other?
A lady in 607 found parsley in her stocking.
I knew something like that would happen.
I don't get it.
Well, business was so bad in the dining room, I put the chef in the laundry. He's still putting parsley on everything. Hello? What? A complaint for the dining room? You can't eat your oxtail soup? Why not? The tail is still wagging in the soup? Yes, our tales come from contented oxen. Okay. Looks like a cut-rate wedding.
Speaking of the confetti, boys, I'm only renting it for the occasion.
Well, congratulations, folks.
Don't mention it, my pal. This could happen to anybody.
Oh, Hyman, we're married, darling. Isn't it priceless?
Listen to her. I'm paying the minister $6 without a discount. And she says it's priceless.
Well, you've certainly done it up in fine style, Mr. Pinkbaum.
Oh, with Hyman, money flows like Sunday traffic.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm getting married on a budget.
Are we going to Niagara Falls, Hyman?
Listen to her. Right away, she wants to hitchhike.
You want the bridal suite, of course.
Don't jump at conclusions, Fram. What are you getting for the best connubial quarters here?
Well, for 2 persons, the bridal suite is $20.
Aye, 20 bucks? Up till now, with the rice and the old shoes, it's costing me $90. We on the whole thing, I don't want to.
Hyman, did I marry a piker?
Piking is piking, Sadie, but business is business, and I...
Well, I could let you have the bridal suite for 1 person at $10.
Okay, now you're talking.
Fine.
So what's it going to be, Hyman?
Sadie, so you'll go home and I'll take the bridal suite single.
Is that a honeymoon?
Well, goodbye, darling. I'll see you in my dream.
Bedlam Gables. Yes? Yes, the hotel has a beauty shop. You want your face lifted? Yes, you can get 1-day service. Or if you want to leave your face, we'll deliver it free of charge. You're welcome.
Have you noticed all of the guests wearing blue serge suits today?
Those aren't blue serge.
No?
No, it's the cold. The blue skin shows through that Palm Beach cloth.
Oh, look. Here comes that little girl with the abandoned mind.
Who?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. You want the bellboy to take your bag?
No, we're leaving. Papa just got a telegram.
Bad news?
Yes, it came collect.
No, I mean, did the telegram contain doleful tidings?
Oh, we don't know. Papa can't open it until later. It's a night letter.
Oh. Where were you stopping?
I stopped at the YW, but Papa stopped at nothing.
I see. I heard he turned down an invitation to the bath and tennis club.
Yes, he didn't need a bath, and he hates tennis.
I get it. Did you get any color here?
A little on my dress where I spilled some ketchup.
Well, I guess it's been raining too much lately anyway.
I'll intimate. A man in the fruit store said it rained so hard yesterday, his grapefruit were squirting back at the sky to get even.
Can you beat that? Have you managed to get your name in the society columns?
Almost. Papa was invited to be the judge at the flower show.
Say, a lot of people would like to see Papa surrounded with flowers.
I'll intimate. He can't tell one flower from another.
Why?
Everybody says Papa doesn't smell so good.
Well, perhaps he'd make a better judge at the racetrack.
Maybe, but now that we have repeal, Papa says the government should give the racehorses back to the breweries.
Say, that's not a bad idea.
With my luck, I couldn't even win anything at the dog races.
Did you try betting on the electrical rabbit?
Yes, but the dog track blew a fuse and the rabbit was left at the track.
Wow. That finishes me.
It finished Papa, too. He started drinking again, and we were put out of the restaurant.
I suppose Daddy was the life of the party.
Yes, he made a racket out of a waffle and wanted to play ping pong with the meatballs.
I can imagine. Hello. Yes, madam. There's a mouse in your room? No, we haven't any mouse traps. No, but we can rent you the hotel cat. Yes, it's 60 cents per hour. I'll send him up. Okay.
Well, I better go and find the folks.
Are they in the hotel?
No, Mama's gone down to the clothing store to change Papa's new suit. The man sold him a mess jacket.
Wow, they're all the rage now.
I know. Mama doesn't mind the mess jacket, but the tailor made a mess of the pants, too.
I get it. Goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
Front. Who is that guest eating sandwiches on the floor of the lobby?
Well, I spoke to him, sir. That's Mr. Walter Batchelor. He's holding a one-man picnic.
Does Mr. Batchelor want to hire any ants?
No, sir. He brought his own insects, but he said for me to come over and complain.
Why, he isn't even registered. He's throwing crumbs all over the lobby, and he wants to complain. About what?
Well, he say he can't enjoy himself here because there's no music.
Okay, tell Ferdy Grofay in the cactus room to give him the needles.
Yes, sir, I'll do that.
Bedlam Gables. Who is this? The society editor? Any functions today? Yes, of course. Mrs. Goldberg is giving a tea with lemon at 3. Mrs. Goldberg will pour, Mrs. Israel's will squeeze. Okay.
It looks like a man.
Miss Pyle, what's all that racket outside?
Well, there's a man out there with a mechanical job. Why, I think he's bringing it into the hotel. Well, look, yes, he is. Well, oh.
Look at that. It's uncanny.
Where is the manager of this hotel?
I am the manager, my bearded friend, and I'll thank you to take that Frankenstein out of here.
This is not a Frankenstein. This is my own invention. I, Gregor Mitrinikov.
Never mind all that. Never mind. What's the idea of bringing this walking junk pile in here?
Why, this is my mechanical robot, Rodney.
Well, you and Rodney can get rooms at the powerhouse.
You are the owner of this bourgeois hotel, no?
Yes.
You employ a house detective, no?
Yes.
You are satisfied with your house detective? Yes?
No. I had you that time.
Precisely. Then you are interested in my invention. Rodney is a mechanical house detective.
What good is a tin house, Dick, who can't even talk?
But he can talk. Look, I will demonstrate. Supposing a lady complains that somebody is shooting craps in the room next door. What do you do?
Well, I generally dash up Alla Greco and make the gamblers pay me a 10% rake off.
I will show you how Rattley handles such situations. Look, I press this button marked no craps in shooting. Now listen.
Stop throwing those bones on the bare floor, mister. Use a blanket. Stop throwing those bones on the bare floor, mister. Use a blanket.
Very simple. He can do anything.
Say, he might be an improvement around here at that. I wouldn't have to feed him.
And he wouldn't get drunk on Friday. Also, with that chambermaid, he's as gentle as a kitten.
I can. Hello. Yes, Miss Heppelthwaite. Your jewelry is missing? I'll look into it right away. Yes, I'll send up the house detective. Okay.
A robbery? Good. Send up Rodney. Robberies are his meat, and burglars are his potato.
No, no. I can't take a chance like that. Miss Heppelthwaite is a fussy old maid.
In his hands, fussy old maids are like pussy. He will show you.
All right, I'll take a chance. She's in room 14.
See, I pushed this button mark room 14. I turned this fish mark fussy old neck. I pulled this liver mark jewel robbery, and poof, he's off.
Say, we'd better follow him.
Okay. You see, he's going straight to room 14.
Yes, but will he find the jewel?
Oh, Rodney could find a noodle in a smokestack.
Yeah, he stopped right in front of room 14.
You have yet seen Yattle. Look, he is knocking on the door.
Come in.
Now listen, Yattle.
Sorry, madam, but you'll have to get that man out of your room. Sorry, madam.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never been so sorry.
Shut him off, quick. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Heppelthwaite. You see, this is...
This is an outrage. I'm checking out of here, and the team's walking into your room.
But I can explain, Rodney.
You can explain to my lawyer.
You see what your mechanical bumpkin has done?
That is nuts. Anybody could make a mistake. I pushed the wrong button. Oh, good job.
But she was one of my best customers.
Miss Allen, that guy in room 29 has beaten up his wife again.
Good. Rodney will fix.
Now listen, you keep Rodney out of this.
But Mr. Allen, fights are his specialty. Already Rodney is challenging King Kong.
You better hurry, Miss Allen, before that guy breaks up the furniture. He's a tough guy, huh?
Oh, a tough guy. Well, perhaps I'd better give Rodney another chance, Gregor.
Very lovely. I push button 29. I pull lever marked man beating wife, and poof.
He better follow him again. Say, he won't touch the woman, will he?
No, women are sacred to him.
You will you?
Oh, oh,
come on,
take
it. Come on,
I'll clean up that trap. Rodney is there. He will handle it. Now, back.
Oh, boy, now for some fireworks.
Well, what do you want?
Stop rolling those bones on the bare floor, mister. Use a blanket.
Go on, back to the alley, you talking ass cat.
For heaven's sake, shut Rodney up, will you? He hasn't said the right thing yet.
If only they were shooting craps instead of fighting.
Listen, you idiot. Now, you and your mechanical moron, get out of here.
My dear friend, don't get hydraulic with me. Oh.
All right, I'll get him out myself. Let me see. Here's a button marked the Bums Rush.
Cram, you bum, no pants.
Now, here, stop it, Rodney. Here, Rodney, you bad boy. Here, stop him. Help, help. And welcome to the ballroom, ladies and gentlemen. I have a great treat in store for you tonight. As you probably know from smelling the cooking in the rooms, we have actors living in the hotel. After a highly successful tour, these artists seem to be unable to pay their hotel bills. So I'm taking it out in acting. Tonight, they will present their play, Hearts Are Frumps. I thank you. Overture, please.
Farnsworth, I do adore you, old thing. Really, I do.
And I'm most terribly in love with you, Lady Brittlebeak.
Oh, then why don't you elope with me, darling?
Elope with you? What will your husband, Lord Cecil, say?
Oh, Cecil's gone for the weekend. Lock shooting in Scotland.
Oh, yes, up at Loch Lomond. Very well, darling. Get your things together and we'll be off.
Oh, Farnsworth, you old dear. Here, let me sit on your lap. There. Now, kiss me.
Kitty, oh, Kim Pippin, where's Elmer?
Oh, no.
Righto, a bit unexpected, eh, Watt?
I'd say awfully embarrassing having your wife on my lap.
You've gotten heavier, don't you think? But don't worry, I'll have Meadows press your trousers for you. Perhaps you'll burn your britches behind you. Oh, jolly quip, eh, Watt?
Oh, but, Cecil, I thought you were staying away for the weekend. What about your lock shooting?
Oh, had to abandon it. Meadows' fault. He brought the foxhounds instead of the beagle.
Cecil, Farnsworth has a confession to make. Tell him, Farnsworth.
Well, Cecil, old prune, your wife and I were just about to elope.
What, tonight?
Yes, right away. I'm terribly sorry.
No, definitely no. You shan't. I'd planned to play contract whist tonight.
Oh, but rarely, Cecil.
Oh, I wished you'd stay till midnight anyway. It's too early to elope. While we're playing, I can have Meadows arrange the ladder under the window and all that silly rot.
Oh, but, Cecil, we can't wait for that,
Tut, 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 Lord Cecil has spoken. Where are the cards? Oh, here they are.
Oh, but I'd say we haven't a cloth, you know.
Right you are. I say, Farnsworth, what about your wife?
Oh, no, no. She's gone to cinema for the weekend.
Oh, confound it. Whom can we get?
Oh, wait, I have it. Remember, Cecil, when you came home so unexpectedly last night?
On tiptoe, rather. Carry on.
Well, the Earl of Whistletree was here, remember? And I hid him in that closet.
Oh, so you mean he's still there?
Oh, yes, the poor dear. I've forgotten all about him.
Oh, splendid. Then we have a fourth for wit. I shall get it. I see, Whistletree, are you there?
Coming. My word, it's a bit stuffy here.
Oh, yes, I've had several complaints before. Come out, Whiff, old chap.
Oh, hello there, Whiffletree.
Oh, cheerio, Farnsworth.
Ah, what's new, old dear?
I say, let's get on with the whist game. You deal, Farnsworth.
Righto.
Fancy finding you in my wife's closet with the old flick. I suppose you overheard Farnsworth planning to elope with my wife?
Oh, no, I was frightfully busy. Having a go with the moth.
Oh, well, how gamey.
Farnsworth and I are going to elope at midnight.
Tell me, where do you plan to go?
I think we'll run over to Cannes.
Oh, don't be old-fashioned. Cannes is dated. Your bid, Farnsworth.
I bid 2 spades.
Pass. What about you, Whiffy?
4 diamonds.
Pass.
6 spades.
Double.
Pass.
Pass.
Righto, your place, Cecil.
Say, why don't you two dash up to, say, Twaddleton on the Blink?
Oh, I know. That's a charming place.
No club, Farnsworth. It's like a grand slam.
By all means, Farnsworth, take the old girl to Twaddleton on the Blink.
Yes, you might find time for a bit of grouse shooting.
And say, when are you coming back?
Coming back? Why, your wife and I are never coming back, grand slam.
Stop, you cad, you bounder. Take that.
Oh, good heavens, you've killed him.
Oh, Cecil, you've murdered him. Confound your beastly jealousy.
Jealousy, my monocle. The rotter reneged on clubs.